Bavaliam shuish altach agus a chléir hengach seo, Clenna Gael. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, which is called Clenna Gael, a bilingual programme in which you'll hear the English language as Nishu Clash na Gilg, and you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinna na Mera, the mother tongue of Elin Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Yurish. In William Kinnish's poem, Mona's Isle, the drunken fiddler has been woken from his sleep by the applause for a bit of a wag who's been singing Mullacharen and Nikiri Foniachta. But at the same time, he's been skitting the fiddler because he's using the poker and fire tongs as though he's playing to accompany himself. Well, the fiddler's not best pleased to find he's being made fun of. Tashingul Bakgus State Nunen is such an American on a ski line a huge shore, fair rescued Dunya and Missich Charles Anthony, as te en Missich Unspiele Forval, assigned our grade of Unspert Cushion Slyes Itongi. We'll start with the question Ois in a team are we nar worth? Is there in this house wine for sale? Well, yes, there is, and more, as you'll hear from the Welsh trio Plethyn. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skelyena wash dulish, alien vanning.
Ois in a team a wean ar werth, ois in a team a brandy, ois in a team a lodes len, for sweet a siwpwr candy.
Ois man a team a wean ar werth, mai in a team a brandy, mai in a team a lodes len, for sweet a siwpwr candy.
Rowch i mi beth o'r gwyn ar werth, rowch i mi beth o'r brandy, rowch i mi weld y lodes len, o'r sweet a siwpwr candy.
Weld yma fo y gwyn ar werth, weld yma fo y brandy, weld yma chi y lodes len, o'r sweet a siwpwr candy.
Faint ydi plis y gwyn ar werth, faint ydi plis y brandy, faint ydi plis y lodes len, o'r sweet a siwpwr candy.
Swllt ydi plis y gwyn ar werth, Sult ydyw pris y brandy Ar rhyngoch chi ar lodes len Sy'n sweet fel siwgr candy
Plethyn, with wine, brandy, sugar candy and more. The fiddler is annoyed on coming to find he's being made fun of. Who dares to mock my fiddle and my bow? He said as he came scrambling forth to light. By the three legs this night I'll lay him low for thus encroaching on my fiddling right. But the wag the sudden threat evaded by hiding snugly underneath the straw. While the rest, old Ilium soon persuaded to sit while Kit another jug would draw, and not take notice of the mimic fool, assuring him none wished him any harm. So they endeavoured Ilium's wrath to cool, with the kind help of Barley's soothing charm. Though rained full-orbed the mellow harvest moon to light the neighbouring rustics to each cot, Owl Ilium Nelly thought it yet too soon to make a start while foamed the brimful pot, until the dame, with modest air, appeared, saying, My children, you must now disperse. Ta balia slis mar a hir Florida, chanelo a chlashen machion. Chanelon slight a gas and shen riu skep ale. Odson ta chits jagon, ta chit, the Redden Bass. Fuddy trued marnus vechus munion drawe na high bondrus gul fragum. Shamer fargi vesh. Maso, genieris ve, lug de chitlish Jason skepel machas kerblina e de henna, na rawe jit back. Trete chit quail pech no on Chicago as tad briach je a fesh fe moil. Cre as tau? Te gim re a balia erd benyedda de. Man a rawe de dura wari bes, ha bech jit back. Yenach e goirish, na rawe veeg as a valia erd sledengint mach. Gin kulina de lot na sherje van start ege mos gruder de turner gin inriches. Ve tresh jail na bechach start a shaladach e. After hearing Tan Bokka Boo Ur Sul, or All the Four Part of the Night the other week, we heard the song Black Waterside, in which the words All the Four Part of the Night appear. Last time, we noted Annie Gilchrist's view that the Manx tune was a complete version of the tune Brig Fair, which we heard. Annie Gilchrist also says that the song Hanged I Shall Be is another variant. So here's that song now, performed by Martin Carthy with the Albion Country Band.
Now, as I was bound apprentice, I was apprenticed to the mill. And I served me master truly for more than 7 years, until I took up to courting with the lust with that rolling line. And I promised that I'd marry her in the month of sweet July. And as we went out to walking through the fields and the meadows gay, oh, it's there we told our tales of love and we fixed our wedding day. Talking and talking of the things that grew around, oh, I took a stick called out of the edge and I knocked that pretty maid down. Down on her bended knee she fell, and I loud for mercy cried, oh, spare the life of that innocent girl, but I'm not prepared to die. But I took a boy, a curly locks, I dragged her on the ground, and I threw her into the river there that flows to Wakefield Town. That flows so far to the distance, that flows so deep and wide. I was better through this pretty fair maid that should have been me bride. To me parents' house, it being late at night. Mother, she got out of bed all for to light the light. Oh, she asked me, heard she questioned me, what stage your bands and clothes? The answer I gave back to what I've been bleeding at me nose. No rest, no rest all that long night. No rest that could I find, for the sparks of fire and brimstone around me yet did shine.
Thank you.
was about 3 days after that this pretty fair maid was found, floating by the river there that flows to Wickham Town, that flows so far to the distance, that flows so deep and wide. Oh, it's there they found this pretty fair maid that should have been my bride. Oh, the judges and the jurymen all on me they did agree. For the murdering of this pretty fair maid, oh, hanged I shall be.
Hanged I Shall Be, another variant of the tune collected in the Isle of Man in the 1890s as All the Forepart of the Night or Ten Bocca Bu Ersul. De Ikne Kuntigen, der Verach Podden Klei Kummer in Erlige, en er Sleijege. Ach, herauwe er weer Erden Rischne Sorge in de Blain, as van Baron Dansen Heen Gint Aurasach. Ach, hier na ich en sien tref ein a lais a liavi as farbach a hien mechon prawlus na rau a jitles, va un ni riu cunacha an ego brugit ega. Ega chud sluch an elu baxa valia sien nish. Be kiat a rosh an tai a wari ar a trai, no chimnet desen, tre henk klink elia jane sos veolach rish ar a hulach. Rau i'r reis y falio ac rys sie ŵr yn ffos, tred y lwyd y goel caffi, dy fe cewn ffinis y ffarar, ys dy chionach y sac dy chenip, fe'n i'r fer insi beoliach ega. Och fe'n graen dy ega, lwng len dy chiach dyrachtyn, fe'n ffwli, merw feis ysgol ŵd, och yr enna driw cew chwys y silio byw ersyn. And so we found out the name of the Machel parish fiddler at that time when he was playing for the Cornere Chester Harvest Home, after the Melia of 1809. He was called Ilium Nelly. Well, we've seen how autobiographical William Kinnish's poem is, because we've been able to identify his sister Kitty, and know that she married Ewan Looney of Ballygillia, not long after the events of this poem. I was wondering whether we might even manage to identify Ilium Nelly as well. But anyway, let's conclude this canto of the poem. William Kinnish's mother, Peg, is bringing the festivities to an end. We've heard earlier that she was a religious woman, and says William Kinnish, she, above all the rest, old Ilium feared. And to the fiddling art was much averse. And Ilium as well, hating her pious lore, it being at variance with his trade, put on his hat and staggered to the door, and for the year his drunken exit made. Off to Cornwall now for the sound, not of the fiddle, but of the viola of Jen Dyer, and Neil Davey on mandola. Thank you. Another well-travelled tune there, often called The Nutting Girl, but was also collected in the St. Neots area of Cornwall as a song in praise of the Cornish girls in the late 1800s. Davy and Dyer performing that for us. Sjoerd Ju, Stasjoen en Asjoen, Radio Vanin, Asje Kleine Geelt en Claire Shaw, Meren Pien, Robert Katien Carswell, Robert de Karslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
We move on now to Canto 3 of Mona's Isle. Here we are, approaching the midsummer, but with William Kinnish we're plunging into the other end of the year now. Stern winter spreads his mantle o'er the sky, and Sol no more appears to tower on high. The earth ascends the bright ecliptic road, rejoicing neath her animated load. The earth is in Cancer, and Cancer, of course, being the zodiacal sign of the crab with its pincers. The earth is in Cancer when the sun appears in Capricorn. While northern climes are chilled in Cancer's claws, the solar heat the Antarctic regions thaws. And Capricornus shuns the optic gaze and shrinks beneath the clear effulgent blaze, and darkness shrouds the Arctic Circle o'er, save when reflected by the moon the shore, ice-bound and drear in that most frigid zone, where 6 months' night reigns cheerlessly alone. Cherawe mona egetreve ges, ach, les shul de chulyuvol, les gi veg ach Glastanen as Berin and Rice as Ronsach and the Shep and Friusach in Chicago, Vashen er chor ers and Sherica and Ach Vejian. Ren Jason Munger. Chit the Valia, Ren Shen brother Imadi Enyachten. Och, Chandotach e gobel der awi goltat nis jen stead no ege mo fair moor, ni jai uns bol beg. Ren ne scrutach e chenep vacionich ege voi manche young. Chrawi cuntamonagi. Fe ôl ach rys cennip jen chydrang sa falio yrd. As fe molich ag stw boch sio a falio beg. Och fi ulio fyr a gedn ega. Gyn en ega a pech a bielio sa falio dfa delol. Mas o chrawn iad ega er. Rhen dy siwlach ega cronen rys. As chyn am ach law er a hon. Fe jyrgl rys gedn y tec sio. We recently heard Ruth Keggin's version of Ushig Vegrai, mixed in with In the Pines. The trio Moot made a version of the song Ushig Vegrai on their first album. Thank you. Moot and their distinctive ideas for framing the Manx traditional song Ushig Vegrai. The Gian, René Lai a Chachterach van Chan Chara Ege Allen. Fegail Nish, Bim Munchen Munch Jai Minidan. Nim Genuolu Kennip and Achueltus, Ren Jason Cortex. Cum J. Shen, Dreger Allen, Tarithanachem de Yindut. Als nekeer blina nieris dage, van balia en edden in het chapel as T.J. Maxon, as J.C. Penny, as de hjapje strijen va krek yoghurt riojic. She rid yindesach rer duljag Facebook a valia. Kreeg ek egalen de yinde. Tre henkert en goels a skoilerd, va Jason as allen er sturisch alias on eile en yin chedin. Charawi der a meech in the sand me. The rennet cornin gulnin argen. For Jason smunion erin a lane imli shen. Tre ren carn glaistion burucha. The gian gawi graim jin hujege as renne rai mach. Thus, says William Kinnish, strides the god of seasons o'er each clime. Throughout all space, in majesty sublime, the earth advances in her slanting orb. And with regard to the earth's slanting orb, William Kinnish notes that this is a reference to what he calls the obliquity of the elliptic. The earth advances in her slanting orb, that all her surface may by turns absorb its annual share of the refreshing ray that ever issues from the king of day, to keep in being all that's here below, for nature's essence from his fountains flow. I'll leave the earth thus trundling on her course, maintaining still the grand primeval force which she received from the great Maker's hand, and turn my thoughts towards my native land, where wintry storms sweep o'er the cheerless plain, and swelling billows foam along the main, spending their fury against the rocky shore, amongst the caverns, with a hollow roar. Or something rather gentler than that image now, we find Breton musician and singer Alain Stivell in a dreamy mood.
Be done. espérer son dispivotu ne me comprend. Un vrai ou beaucoup, un vrai ou vicieux, et quand vais-je tomber? Des égales, un chant dispidas, on m'abtène.
Alas, Steve L, who championed Breton music and brought it to attention from the 60s onwards. William Kinnish goes on to note now that these wintry storms spend their fury on the rocky caves of the coastline, forcing the seagull from its rocky cell to seek a shelter in the woodland dell, while frozen flakes come floating from the north on the keen blast mixed with the ocean's froth, darkening the air and shedding gloom around, as wrapped in snow becomes the cheerless ground. As night advances, decked in sable shroud, and whistling winds proclaim the storm aloud, the wind-bound barks bear up for Ramsey Bay to cast their anchors in its holding clay, clenching the cable to the windlass fast, to make more sure they bend it round the mast, ready to cut should she attempt to drive towards rocks and shoals, and their best skill contrive to trim the sails and to the harbour steer around the sturdy, ever-friendly pier. Renalan corles jason gus tai clai budius avalia, erdan hiar. Her awed a vargen nach dech lai un shen as dach hir deg ad severna. Han nodach na bodjeel coke len the stu jerg ren ad corlesh the follich, jinnu cui na clyder an mi ving jay gall tui finian, nerd na butchuris jint jay coivis goil al rosh Virginia Woolf. Te jean der au slai elia a valia jain varl cheddin, nod der au a troggle na lai fegich as tregich. Ren Jason Munger, Renna Duna Ball Shaw. Va imiach jint de chimsacha ergid. Ach, shen ergid em ren kionacha e dau hin. Va yindus moor Jason, a renu. Ren, ve bunus gai jay, chadot mi korsha e. Va alan slen trom chushach. Ach, chanodach e jean de jira consulian Jason. They cummel sty ridderach. Last time we heard some modern Breton polkas, but I mentioned that the polka originated in Bohemia. Now this is a group called, perhaps, pardon my Czech, Dudarci Českého Lesa, which means, whatever the pronunciation really is, bagpipers from the Bohemian forest. Thank you. The group called Bagpipers from the Bohemian Forest, Dudarci Českého Lesa, from the Czech Republic. I saw them when we were taking part in a festival in Germany some years ago, singing and playing. Stasiun na nasiun to Radio Vanim, siod yw ychler to emmasich, Clernigale. As mish teda chebel, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Va fisig, Jason, erna ver chi chit. Ha nodachu jerkel rums kunal yat les sio, Alan. She kush chaelti ro lau, te kiarta rei dunt. Va fregert Alan jint derlu hana. De jinnach sinne de kiart, jinnach slaid chit. De fissem de wel duwie der de starter, shen kreen de kruis truut mache vlogged. Canelli orum sacht de hurra lay begging the soldiers, Jason de Fenjelach. Va allen de chit der kruis fagus de, va fissag air. Te kier blina ng ol sha, va lu giri kjout kujelje de vee mar arn beg jay graid dan je elje. Sjoe riddenach fodmud trogl cwjach. Hanodach Jason Crail dyr awi smunion mychion sjoe. Ren mi cew mychledn fe dreimul mychion cosna mach a sjoe. Crenach fodm schit bach, fraia. After serving a 7-year shipbuilding apprenticeship in Douglas, William Kinnish had been working in the shipyard in Ramsey before joining the Royal Navy, so he knew what he was talking about in his description of a storm-ridden Ramsey here, with vessels making their way round the pier into the harbour. This last attempt to save their useful lives unto their children and their loving wives has been achieved by Manxmen when the storm blew most vehemently. That to perform such deeds of skill to gain the harbour's bounds might well become the dealmen in the Downs, but when once gained the north side of the pier, they have no longer any cause to fear. If they are quick the smack to wear or stay, and shorten sail in time to stop her way, and keep ahead on to the angry swell, which scarcely now the ramparts can repel. And as we're talking about water, The Water is Wide, or Waily Waily, is a song thought to be of Scottish origin. Francis Child published a version which relates to the unhappy marriage of James Douglas, the second Marquess of Douglas, to Lady Barbara Erskine. However, Cecil Sharp published it as one of his collection of the Folk Songs of Somerset. So, as we've seen before, these things travel.
Broke, and so did mine.
Robert Teer singing Benjamin Britten's setting of Oh Whaley Whaley, based on the version published by Cecil Sharp. William Kinnish continues with his description of steering into Ramsey Harbour. But while the hardy Manxman holds the helm, he dares the sea his bark to overwhelm, and round the corner he with caution steers, where all the fleet lie snugly moored in tiers, making the hawser to the bollard fast, and then the searching lot is quickly cast to seek for one from amongst the circle round who has to stop to watch her take the ground, while all the rest go up to Mother Quail's to drown their hardships in her home-brewed ales and sing their songs, regardless of the blast that blows outside, so long as stands the mast in the old smack, and when recedes the tide, they in the shelter of the town confide. And thus the mariners pass the winter's night, in jovial songs with hearts most blithe and light, passing round the nut-brown barley broth in brimful quarts, or topped with hoary froth. Ren Allen shulga sirleistian as dame in the yai, ta rod chenaleostian o brunus nish, as thou force liast and kennet ben ar whael to shen thou. And they shen porch cooliach and tie triegger, for Jason na hai, roosh, gin mach an urge. Oddach ei fagin dorin va rollus jack on, rau shawn of honour. Scummel eshe, yich a tolu yorish, kudach, pen as pebern and lion shen, va fissegger erna ve ersen genu. Treve jintegger, Rene filde a skriwen stiach se chudach, as rene greim a shisa. Harache den enmasach jaloon. Ren kiaun alan buche nis lorish. Cre renu skriw. Ver kunyan eg jason erna foglen shen son kujelia vei. Lug kier blienten courage gin buist den a cushion delal yew. Tamia reche de irias. We heard O Whaley Whaley via a version collected in Somerset by Cecil Sharp, who was from Surrey himself. It was arranged by Benjamin Britten from Suffolk, but apparently originating in Scotland. Well, here's a song most definitely from Scotland, the words written by Duncan Ban McIntyre, 1724 to 1812, and his words are sung here by Karen Matheson with Capa Cayley.
Bra, she knew my girl. کله پرسه دمی شرد وقت کاشتری نیخ خبیا نیل ماغه ایر نیل دلناک دم بیدریم هف خبیم فورا شی نیل ماغه ایر نیل دلناک بری آغا سمی تدن سمی کنی بری تدین گرمانم فدین بیتر سنینیش ارگان گلن بیشیر توفا شنین مغن نین دونو نم بیدریم هف خوی بابرا شنین مغن نین دونو
Oran Sugrai, a poem by Duncan Ban McIntyre, a man who remained illiterate all his life but committed all his work to memory. And it was a minister, Donald McNichol, who wrote down his poems from his recitation and made a collection of them. Henke Chere de Square Vai, Cherau Alan Geistjachrish, Ren Jason Lyer Gulashmunga, Cat de Lure, Ligdon Cordau Riddenach Mai the Lord Michaun said Dulyug Facebook. After all the excitement and drama of bringing a vessel safe into Ramsey Harbour, and getting all but that one crewman in celebratory mood in Mother Quails, drinking their nut brown barley broth by the quart, William Kiddish's thoughts changed direction again. Now, from the aspect of the rocky shore, return we to the inland scenes once more. So we'll be joining him back inland on the farm next time. The Thalton Builders went to Ireland to take part in the Pan-Celtic International Song Contest a few years ago, and we'll close with their song about Mananan Macalir. Ach shenei rish was a clare shaw, clare gael, dera nachirt. And so now, until the next time, this is Robert Cadín Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieriu, as Ortserie, as Mayerian shared you all you.
Makalir, Nandalu, Nandu, Nancreg and Manana Makalir. Nanstruak, Nan Mole, Nan Shalag and Manana Makalir. Nanstruak, Nan Mole, Nan Shalag and Manana Makalir.
Frail Bjorn Nunchenya,
Dashen Lunslime,
Manan and Makalir.